Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order, additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, it is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Pat yourselves on the back. Happy Tuesday night. Congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks. They were able to stay alive. It's elimination night in the NBA. The Boston Celtics had a chance to get the Atlanta Hawks the hell up on out of here, and Trae Young said no, hitting a deep three to stay alive. And tonight in Boston, instead of a closeout, they got to go back to Atlanta. The Hawks win 119 to 117. I told you it's elimination night here in the NBA playoffs. The Nuggets and Timberwolves are tied at 41 here. Moving on into the second quarter, about 2 minutes left in the first half. I told you it's elimination night. The Clippers and Suns getting ready to tip off any minute from now. We got a lot to get into. It's not all about NBA eliminations. We're pulling oh so close to the NFL draft. We're getting ready, man. I'm coming to you live from New York City. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you, everybody locked in and listening all over North America. And so in a few minutes, we're going to get into this Hawks-Celtics game. We are going to talk about the NFL draft because there's a lot of news going on right now about the quarterbacks. Who's going number one? Which quarterback is stupid? Who is worthy of the pick? The Carolina Panthers have pretty much said they know exactly who they want to take. And the world continues to move on. We got a lot to do. You want to talk to me here? It's simple. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Seconds before I stepped into the studio here, I, maybe like you listening, maybe watching, took a look at what the hell was going on between the Boston Celtics and the Atlanta Hawks. And for all the conversations that have been had over the past several weeks, over the past several months surrounding Trae Young, his status with the team, the Hawks are open to moving him and trading him and getting on with their lives. Tonight, Trae Young reminded everybody why he is one of the most dynamic players in the league. We talked about even last week, there was an informal poll of about 50 players, and they pretty much said Trae Young is the most overrated player in the league. He wasn't overrated tonight. Going out on a run, closing a gap for the Atlanta Hawks as they beat the Celtics 119 to 117, Trae Young, a man on fire, 38 points, 13 assists, 5 of 13 from deep, and there was no three-pointer bigger than these last few. Trae Young trying to get things together here for the Atlanta Hawks. He hit a big deep three. It got Boston to within three late in the fourth, 118 to 108.
So now Trey will put it in play. Hawks down by six. Trey gets it back. 3:24 to go in the game. Trey sets it up against Al Horford. Now he shoots the three. And he makes the three. Trey cuts it to 3 points.
Yeah, that was for the Hawks. Trey Young kept things moving. He didn't just pull them within three. Trey Young then decided to tie the game up with another three.
2:48 to go in the game. Trey Young against Jaylen Brown. Trey behind a pick. Trey shoots the three. And he makes it! And we've tied the game! The Hawks have tied the game, folks. It's 111 all with 2:38 to go.
Trey Young did not stop there. Trey Young, looking at the time, looking at the score. White for the Celtics just went to the line. He gave them a 117 to 116 lead. The Hawks needed a bucket. And Trey Young said, I got that too.
Sadiq Bey to put it in play. Sadiq gets it out to Trey in the backcourt. Trey now brings it across against Jaylen Brown. Trey in the middle, fires the three. Bang! Trey Young just hit it with 1.8 to go. And the Hawks take a 2-point lead. 119 to 117. Trey Young has just stunned this crowd, folks. Trey Young has just stunned Boston.
About a second left on the clock. Celtics got the rock. Tatum took the shot, and it hit nothing. Take a listen to the final call for the game, courtesy of the Hawks Radio Network.
Marcus Smart to lob it in. He gets it in. Tatum fires at the buzzer and misses. And the Atlanta Hawks have won. The Atlanta Hawks have come in and shocked the world, folks. Janet Jackson will have to wait until Friday for her second show. Janet Jackson, too bad. You'll have to wait. The Atlanta Hawks are coming home to play game six on Thursday night.
The Atlanta Hawks, I just tweeted this out. They are the most bipolar basketball team in the NBA. The Hawks are exactly what their record says that they are. The Hawks are even. They're 500. They're good. They're bad. It depends on the day, the time, and the week. And tonight with Trey Young leading the way. With no DeJounte Murray, because DeJounte Murray wanted to go ahead and intimidate and nudge and get in the face of an official after Sunday night's loss, the Hawks still live to see another day. Trey Young hits a deep three from basically at the logo, and the Hawks will be home on Thursday. Shout-outs to my friends at the Hawks Radio Network. What's up, Mr. Holman? What's up, Mr. Mike Conti? Thank you very much. Here's the deal. Janet Jackson was supposed to have two shows at State Farm Arena, which is, I would say, one of the best arenas in the entire country. Maybe I'm biased. Janet Jackson has to wait. Janet Jackson can run around with Ludacris on Friday and all of my friends. Shout outs to DJ Infamous. DJ Infamous, he has a day off at home. Good for you. The Hawks are going back home. I won't be there to see him because I'll be in Kansas City with Zach Gelb for the NFL draft. So make sure you tune in here. But if I have to kind of go and weigh the Hawks for what I'm used to, they're going to go home. They'll probably lose. The Celtics choked this game away. Jason Tatum is being looked at like a nut right now. People are looking at Jason Tatum going, where's your heart? Where's the skill? Where's the game winner? He didn't have it. He finished tonight with 19 points, 1 of 11 from deep. Jaylen Brown was the one who got busy. 35 points, 15 of 23 from the field, 4 of 7 from downtown. And of course, when you finish up with some of these tough games, these tight games, opinions are going to sway real hard. My friends in Atlanta, I know they are losing their minds right now. Think the Hawks are going to go on some miraculous run. I can hear it now. Wait until we get DeJounte Murray back. Look at what we did without DeJounte. Look at the whole season, folks. I know Quinn Snyder came in. Quinn Snyder has helped out, but These are the Hawks. If they can pull it out, then great. God bless them. I don't think it's going to happen. But you need to respect the talent of Trae Young. 38 points, 13 assists. John Collins said, oh, my God, I can see the ball again with no Murray. John Collins found the basketball. He was able to put the ball in the hole, 22 points, 4 of 9 from downtown. John Collins couldn't find the basket to save his life this whole series. The fans started chanting, F you, Trae Young, tonight. Like he was back at Madison Square Garden. When Trae Young knocked down those threes, Boston Garden, TD Bank North Garden, whatever the hell they call it today, the Garden, said nothing. You can think Trae Young is overrated. You can think he doesn't play defense. He is still a dynamic offensive player. And tonight, he showed you. And everybody in Boston found out. Hitting the three to bring him close. Hitting the three to tie the game. Hitting the game-winning three from basically half court. Trae Young. He spoke to Nabil Kareem on TNT after the W.
Trae, that was a stunning finish. Just take me through that last 3-4 minutes leading up to your game winner.
We just play hard. We finish the game. We all wanted to stay aggressive and not give up. I mean, we know we were down a big piece of ours, but we wanted them to play game six. So we want to go back home and have them with us.
Yeah, you talk about that big piece, DeJounte Murray. What was your mindset coming into this game, your approach, considering all the pressure was on you?
I mean, I don't feel like there was any pressure on me. I got to come out here and be better. Obviously, we didn't have him. So we all got to step our game up another level. Not just me. We all did tonight. And I credit my teammates. It was a total team win.
Total team win. I guess the Celtics thought they had this in the bag. And you just heard from Trae Young. There's no pressure. People are expecting us to lose anyway. It's a damn shame here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kirk is calling up from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, JR. How are you?
Very well.
I'm almost perfect myself. I don't know why Steph Curry's not being talked about with the playoffs.
What?
I
hear Steph Curry being talked about just ad nauseum because he's one of the greatest players ever. Do you have a specific comment about the game that just took place, or are we still on Sunday?
I don't have a specific comment.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kirk. When you can put a thought together, then by all means, feel free to call back. And let's talk about it.
Oh, you are too kind, JR.
I don't know.
Jeez.
What, Steph Curry? Never heard of him.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. I heard he plays baseball. I don't know. I heard he's on the Pirates helping them with their hot start. By the way, the Pirates, they went ahead and took an L tonight against the Dodgers. Congratulations to him. Anyway, congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks. If you know someone who is hot and cold one day, if you know someone who cannot make up their mind, if you know someone who changes their mind just with whatever direction the wind blows, that's the Atlanta Hawks. They're good. They're bad. They choke. They surprise. They still have a nuclear weapon on their team, and his name is Trae Young. It's elimination night, folks. The Atlanta Hawks said, we ain't going nowhere. The Hawks win 119-117 behind a game-winning three from Trae Young. He finishes the night with 38 points. Atlanta Hawks said, we are not going anywhere. Right now, it's halftime between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. The Nuggets lead 48-47. The Timberwolves are not trying to go anywhere. and the Suns. They have an opportunity to close out the Clippers. The Suns lead 3-1. They just tipped off. The Suns lead 12-9, almost halfway through the first. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to keep you up to date with these two other elimination games. Let's see if the Timberwolves can stay alive. Let's see if the Clippers can stay alive. We're going to talk about the Panthers. They said they know what they're going to do with their first round pick. And Ime Udoka, he's the new head coach, used to be the Celtics coach. Maybe they need him right now. He's going to be down in Houston. We have NFL quarterbacks being embarrassed by test scores. At least there are no conversations about quarterbacks in their tiny hands. I just mentioned the Pirates. We're going to show them some love. De'Aaron Fox is going to play some basketball. We got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about this right before we went to break. It's crazy. The Atlanta Hawks are crazy. They ward off elimination. In Boston, the Hawks beat the Celtics 119-117. Instead of Boston moving on to take on the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday, the Boston Celtics have to play another game in Atlanta on Thursday. Trae Young, the hero, 39 points, including the game-winning three, and he pulled up from basically the logo, and they win another one. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Fran is calling from Delaware. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Fran?
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Is there a city that we love to hate more than Boston when it comes to playoff elimination? I like to see not only the Boston Celtics lose, but I'd love to see the Boston Bruins go down as well. And it's just so nice being a Philadelphia 76er fan to rest and then see if Doc Rivers can find a way to possibly beat the Celtics. We are really little concerned here in Philly about the fact that Doc Rivers finds a way to lose against his old team. Any thoughts about the fact that after the Sixers swept Brooklyn, that giving Joel Embiid some extra rest, this loss by the Celtics is even bigger? Your thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. Here's the deal. We know that Joel Embiid is an injury walking. Joel Embiid is an injury waiting to happen. We also learned today that he has, this is also funny, and I'm going to answer you, Fran. Thank you for calling from Delaware. We know Joel Embiid is just, he's crap. That's what it is, his knees, his body. He has a sprained LCL in his knee. They're saying that he should be ready, and that if and when he returns, he's going to have to wear a brace on his knee. To tell me that is not the most Joel Embiid thing ever, to run around with a brace on his knee, knowing that he might have to go through the rest of this postseason without being healthy. That's Joel Embiid. They said that he's going to have to deal with pain. He's going to have to deal with stress moving forward and moving on. And speaking of Joel Embiid, his head coach, Doc Rivers, asked about Joel Embiid, and Doc Rivers didn't provide much of nothing.
There really isn't any update yet, you know, other than the update we gave y'all a couple of days ago. So we won't know anything for at least another couple of days, probably before we can move forward.
What is he able to do?
Nothing. I mean, today he watched film.
Is that a little bit concerned? I mean, you know, you look at it, you got
not right now. I'm just not worried. I'm not thinking about it. I'm thinking about just us, like preparing us. You know, obviously, you know, a day or two when we get more news, you know, but I'm not going to worry about something that I don't know what it's going to be yet. So we got a lot of guys we got to get prepared for the next round. We want everyone to be healthy, right? And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So what are we going to do about it? You know, and so what we have to do is prepare everybody. And, you know, when Joel can play, make sure he can play to the best that he possibly can.
Yeah. Joel playing to the best of his abilities, whatever they might be. Not healthy ones at all. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Birmingham and talk to Kelly. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Kelly.
What's up, JR? It's Kelly Lambert saying, I love the show. I know everyone tells you, but I'm going to say I call and listen all the time. I'm driving, delivering pizza at night, and listen to your show all night long.
Thank you.
And wanted to tell you also, love the Rough Rider anthem theme, man. That was my favorite ringtone on my flip phone several years ago. So I'm old school. I'm 45, man, but still representing the Rough Riders anthem. So I appreciate that, too.
You like Yonkers, New York. That's where I'm from, man, uptown. Thank you so much, Kelly.
East Coast always the best, man. Take forever.
All right. You got any thoughts on the game, or you just like DMX and friends?
No, I like music, man. I'm happy for the Hawks, even though I'm a true Knicks fan. Even though I'm from Louisiana, I've been a Knicks fan my whole life. But
wait. Where's the tie-in? Is it Willis Reed? Like, what's the New Orleans tie-in to the Knicks?
Man, I'm from Shreveport. Don't judge. I just grew up John Starks. I have a picture, a poster. I had a picture of John Starks when he dunked on Jordan. You know, on my wall. I had a blow up and done at Walmart. So it was kind of interesting.
Okay, little Oklahoma guy getting some Louisiana love, even though he played in New York. I can dig it, Kelly. Well, look, at least the New York Knicks look like they are in a good position right now up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're going to try to get them the hell up on out of here. We saw the Celtics could not get the job done. We got a couple other games tonight, and we'll see what happens.
I hope it's the Hawks and the Kings in the championship. That'd be fun. It won't happen.
I'm glad you know it won't. Hey, Kelly, thank you so much. Rough Riders forever, uptown forever. Thank you,
yes,
Kelly.
Sir.
No doubt blessed, about buddy. It. Yes. You too. Yeah, he's like, hey, I like DMX and the Rough Riders. I'm like, yeah, me too. Yeah, Jadakiss on the show. You see Jadakiss walking down the street all the time. It's like, hey, what's up, neighbor? Hey, what's up? He's just there, man. He's just there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's like everybody avoiding elimination. It's nuts. The Miami Heat, they not avoiding elimination. They pushed the Bucks to elimination, and the Kings not looking good with De'Aaron Fox and his broken finger. Like, some of these things you just can't make up. I am going to chalk tonight's loss up to the Celtics choking this one away, and where was Tatum? And then just giving Trae Young his R-E-S-P-E-C-T a little bit of the respect. 855-212-4CBS. Justin, he's calling from Ontario. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to ask you a quick question. So because I'm in Ontario, you know, I'm in Canada, and hockey's a big thing in Canada. How come you guys never talk about playoff hockey or regular season hockey? You know, I'm in Ontario, like I said, so I always listen to the sports in Toronto.
Sure.
And usually after 10 o'clock, it jumps to CBS. And I always, you know, I'm listening, and you guys talk about football and basketball and baseball.
Right.
And I never hear about hockey. And then when you guys do your CBS Sports updates, there's no hockey updates. I'm just curious to know why you guys don't.
Oh,
do
no.
Hockey.
Whoa. That's not true.
No? Okay.
That's not true. When you get the CBS Sports update, there is hockey information that is shared and disseminated. So that is not true. If you want to ask me why we don't have more hockey talk, the sports that you just named, the ones you just named, name them again.
Yeah.
Name them again.
Football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah. This is a big-ass country down here, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the majority of people care about.
Okay.
So my job is to talk about what the majority of the people would want to discuss.
Okay.
And that's not the Minnesota Wild. I'm saying, what do you want me to say?
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool.
Hey,
I just wanted to call and ask that question, you know.
Sure. Well,
whenever I listen to you, you always do a great job.
Thanks.
So I just thought I'd call and ask.
I got you. Well, I think you kind of knew the answer. You just want a confirmation.
Yes and no. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was the no part about it?
Well, like, I kind of know that I'm like, hockey in America isn't totally popular, but you guys are a sports show, and if you cover all sports, you should cover hockey some more.
Do you think that's accurate? I should cover hockey some more. If I should cover hockey some more, I'm going to have people going, "What the hell is he talking about?"
Well, I guess that depends where you're listening from. If you have people from New York listening, they're going to want to hear about the Rangers. If you have people from Boston,
no,
the Bruins.
Well, that's the thing. There are 300 stations all across North America who listen. And so it is casting a wide net. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay. I think you got me there.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Justin.
All right. Take care, JR.
Thank you. I love Canada. Marco, I'm not going to move to local radio in Toronto and talk about, I don't know.
You're not breaking down the Maple Leafs Lightning series?
What, today, here, now?
Why not? Sure, Toronto, trying to make their first series since 2004.
No, I'm not. he said, oh my God, he said, even the updates, we, you guys don't even have the hockey even on the updates. I'm like, whoa, that's not true at all.
Outside of the playoffs, he's kind of right.
Yeah, what I'm talking about now.
In the playoffs, every one of them I got.
Yes.
Outside of the playoffs, he's got me.
He said in the regular season, like, I'm gonna talk about hockey when we get to the final.
Right.
But I mean, damn, and even then it's gonna be brisk.
Well, hey, you gotta give people what they want. Same thing for me. Regular season, you don't get scores. Most likely, sometimes here and there, depending on the night, something happens, something crazy. Playoffs, you always get the scores. And then it moves on, and then you get into towards the finals, and now you get talk in the show.
I never understood. This is not difficult.
There are layers here.
No, but I'm saying if I go to somebody's house, right? If I go to somebody's house, let's say for a big gathering, let's say it's a wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I am vegan and everybody in my house is vegan, and then I'm having a wedding, and I'm inviting 100, 200 people. You know what I'm not going to do? Just make everybody eat vegetables just because we like it in my house. You have to have a variety of everything for people to enjoy. So to all of my friends, public service announcement, PSA, to everybody in Canada, which I love. I love Canada. I love it. I also happen to be a fan of hockey. Am I a fan of hockey right now in the current era? Not so much. I like 20 years ago, Scott Stevens and Ken Dynico. I like that, okay? Like punch you in the mouth hockey a little bit more.
Can I play devil's advocate for a second, gentlemen?
This is the man yesterday who said he doesn't eat Chinese food,
no,
but he
no,
does.
I'm just like.
Go ahead.
JR.
Play devil's advocate. Get the salad from Domino's.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
JR, like, yes. I think people that have followed your career know that you actually do talk about every single sport. Now, you pick and choose. obviously the NFL and basketball, that takes the majority of the conversation, college football as well.
Yes.
Marco knows this too because he's a huge hockey guy. There is nothing like playoff hockey. Like when you go to a game, there's nothing that has that kind of excitement because of the impact and because of how little scoring actually does take place and because of the violence of it. And so is hockey not talked about enough on a national basis because it's a boring sport? Or, I'm not saying you're guilty of this, people that do this for a living that are big in this industry, such as yourself, choose not to talk about it. That would be my question for you.
Hockey, if you count the money, count the money. Look at what's generated from all of the top sports here in North America. Look at the money that's generated. Look at where hockey falls. Look at the demographics of hockey. And then compare it to the other sports here in North America. That's your answer right there.
It pales in comparison.
You,
I get that.
Yes.
But should more people make the effort? I'm not saying they should. I'm asking. Should more people in these national platforms make the effort to talk about hockey? And if you build it, they will come.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. No. What you have to do is produce a product that a lot of people want. Let's think about this for a second. Let's think about America. Just America for a minute, right? We have an entire section of the year from September to January that every single Sunday, America as a country, okay, sits around a television. Everything surrounding a Sunday in the majority of America, from church services to grocery shopping to family dinners and family events, have been built around a singular sport in a singular league, that is the NFL. Think about the NHL. In comparison, it's not if you build it, they will come. How many people have you heard say, we can't schedule church because we need to watch the Islanders? How many people have woke up and said, oh my God, I am having such a difficult time getting on the ticket list for the Kings? Like, how many people in America are having a conversation where they're historically attached to, I don't know, the Carolina Hurricanes? Like, come on. It's not if they build it, they will come. Hockey has to appeal to a wide audience. It doesn't. People play football all over America. I see kids falling out the womb, they're playing football. That's just what it is. It's not the same for hockey, and it doesn't have the same appeal here in the United States of America in comparison to everything else. I love boxing. I love boxing. I could sit here if I wanted to every night and talk 4 hours of boxing. I could have everybody and their mother on, but the fact is, America as a whole is not going to sit here with me and want to talk about Regis Prograis. That's not how it goes. That's it. I can tell you about Regis Prograis. There's a lot of people listening to me who know about him, but the majority of people have no idea who he is. It's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Nothing but the facts. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to take a look, or actually have a discussion around something a lot of people are familiar with. That is a new head coach in the NBA for the Houston Rockets, a team you might be familiar with, led by a head coach who you might be familiar with because he left his celebrity wife for an executive in the team. That's Ime Udoka. We got a lot to do. Plus, something that a lot of people care about. People are traveling. Marco, you heard of the NFL draft?
I have heard of it before, yes.
There are people going to Kansas City just to see people get drafted.
Just to hear a name get called every 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, droves. It's so popular, I have to go and sit there and talk about it.
Think about that for a second.
Come on.
We wait 20 minutes just to hear a name.
How popular is that? Hey, let's stand outside in the cold in Kansas City just to hear a guy. This guy may be one of the worst NFL players ever, but let's all be excited for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. To the point where we had to make it on primetime Thursday and Friday.
And Saturday and afternoon all day.
Right. It used to be just a two-day event, and there was, what, 74 rounds? Now there's only like seven rounds,
yeah.
and it's got to take 4 days.
And it moves now all across the country. Cities want this thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go, hey, this guy's here. Come on now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, I love it. It's a family affair. Somebody came up to me today and said, hey, me and my son listen to you. My son is like, hey, don't change it, don't change it. And so we listen to you to bond. That's sweet. I love it. I'm here for family bonding. I try my best. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We know about the Hawks' victory tonight to avoid elimination, 119-117. The Hawks beat the Celtics. Trae Young hitting multiple big threes, including the game winner. He finishes with 38 points. I checked my email in the break. The Atlanta Hawks are already emailing me. Hey, man, come buy your tickets. We're coming back home. Join the excitement. Buy tickets. I'm like, I'm not going to be in Atlanta. I'm not going to be home. I'm going to be in Kansas City with my main man, Zach Gell. We're going to be outside looking at prospects, and I'm going to say, this guy will suck or this guy will be good, and nobody knows the answer. We'll see. And the fans will be excited. They're going to dress up. They're going to wear outfits. There's going to be a guy walking around like a whistle. There's going to be a gorilla. The New York Jets, there's going to be a guy running around with a jet on his head. It's pretty interesting. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm looking at another game here. Los Angeles Clippers. 45-43 over the Suns. 7 minutes left in the second, so Clippers are not laying down. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they are up 73-72 against Denver. It's 2 minutes left in the third there. So all the teams that can potentially get the boot, like they're staying alive. And we just talked about the Wolves. Chris Finch, the Minnesota Timberwolves head coach, he spoke to the media earlier today, and he was very, very brief in his statements. Chris Finch basically said, when it's time for us to lose, our backs up against the wall, that's when we play the best.
A little bit like, you know, we've talked about it all year, that we're just better when we have a desperate situation.
Okay. All right. That's called being bad, bruh. We play best when our back's up against the wall. That means you have no motivation. Nine. None of it. Anthony Ant-Man Edwards so far in this game, 22 points leading the way for the Timberwolves. Jamal Murray on fire so far, 25 points. Nikola Jokic pushing towards a triple-double already, 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists. Tamron, calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tamron.
Another great, great program. Hey, I know the proceeding comments might come off a little bit like a salty Celtics fan. So okay. Let me get that out of the way.
Right.
Respect to Trae Young. He did his thing. He did it against the Knicks, too. He's starting to look like, you know, last season, he's starting to look like this generation's Reggie Miller. You know, like the bad guy on the road, Grange threes. I like it. That's cool. It's all good. I'm calling to complain about the Celtics' ugly uniforms.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm calling about the uniforms because that green is a Milwaukee Bucks green. That's not a Kelly Green Celtics green. I mean, what am I watching, bro? Like, it doesn't even say Celtics in the normal Celtics font. It's in some cursive, ugly-ass script that they got from Microsoft Word. I mean, I can't take this anymore. These teams are trying to sell all these jerseys all the time. Ain't nobody want that, bro. Just give me my regular Celtics jersey so I can watch my playoff game in peace.
Do you think the jerseys had something to do with the loss tonight?
Hey, man, listen, the way I grew up playing, if you don't look good, you're not going to play good. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
And I'm just, you know what? The black and green ones that they came out, the alternates, all right, I respect those. You're still using the Celtics green. But when you come out with that nonsense, not even the Celtics green, okay, it's an embarrassment.
No forest. The Celtics can't do forest green. They can't do olive green. They can't do Oscar the Grouch green. It has to be Kelly green.
Hey, let me ask you this, JR. Yes. When you were growing up, and you remember Randall Cunningham and Reggie White in those Eagle jerseys,
right?
And then out of nowhere, they came out with some, I don't even know, like, you know, Aqua Fresh, Winter Fresh, whatever, like mint, double mint gum green. Like, what is that that they got going on? That ain't the Eagles I remember.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about those.
Well, now you said it. You got to sell stuff. But here's the deal, Tam. Everybody's buying them. I appreciate you for calling from Florida, man. I just hope you have a good night. You sound angry.
I'll be all right, JR. I feel better now. Thank you, Tam.
See, that's what happens. You come through, you vent, and everybody feels better. I'm here for people to feel good. Some more than others. I try my best. I really do. I try my best. Shep, that's what I'm here for, right?
You're here for a lot of reasons. And I respect your position about why you decide not to talk hockey. But you do it because you understand your market and your audience. I think there are others that don't do it because they just don't want to know and learn and grow with the sport.
I like hockey.
I know you do.
When I lived here, I would go to the Rangers playoff games. I was at the Barclays before they moved the island. I haven't been to the new UBS yet. I ain't going out there. It's too far for me. But I'll go to the hockey games. I like hockey.
By the way, speaking of Boston, you may have a top six based on the way they perform this postseason, greatest single season in sports professional history. Might be the Bruins. They've been lights out. There's never been a team like them in any North American professional sport.
Tomorrow's top six, we're going to look at draft busts.
Oh, I thought you were going to go greatest postseason performances courtesy of playoff Jimmy.
No, I don't give a damn about that.
That was going to be my pitch.
No. In honor of the NFL draft starting on Thursday, we're going to talk about bums. We're going to talk about, and we'll have more details on the top six. But we're going to talk about players who had a whole lot and finished with nothing, okay? But anyway, tonight, when I come back from break, speaking of the draft, they're already killing some of the quarterbacks. They're calling them stupid. Stupid tests, that's what they are. And I'll get to your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions, like maybe putting too much trust in those friends you met at the hotel in Sicily. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Hey, football fans, Baldy here, and I'm doing something special for this year's NFL Draft. Jason Lock and Four and I are hosting the 2023 Odyssey NFL Draft Show. So join us on the first night of the draft, talking with local experts from our Odyssey podcast from across the country. And leading up to the draft, check out our podcast, In the Huddle. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on the best prospects for your favorite team. It all starts tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern on the free Odyssey app.